Good morning, I'm Pastor Marv Combs, and today is the third day of Christmas, December 27th, 2023. Our lesson today is from Genesis 1, verses 1 through 5, and 26 through 27. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void. The darkness was over the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. He called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over the livestock, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God he created him. Male and female he created them. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. During the season of Christmas, we stop and reflect on the Son of God and his participation throughout all creation. Sometimes we're tempted to see him as first beginning to interact with this world at his incarnation, his birth in that manger in Bethlehem. We see from our reading today that he was here at the very creation of the world. As part of the Holy Trinity, he was always God. As St. John puts it, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." He has created all there is by his creative power. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. And finally, he continues to create and order all there is. And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. We then see that by God's good pleasure alone, he chose to create a special being. The land and the sea are good. The plants and animals are also good. But God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, created humanity as man and woman. As his special creation, we can experience the special bond God has for us. We receive the grace of Jesus Christ, the love of God, the Father, and the communion or fellowship of the Holy Spirit that binds the Holy Trinity together and is available to us now as well. We are created to share in this holy union. As his image bearers, we too create. We see that the Word not only created, but he did it beautifully. We express worship to our Lord, and we create beautiful liturgy to voice it. Hearing from the times in Holy Scripture, when the heavens are open and the angels sing full-throated to the Lord, we also create music to praise God. We use our God-given creativity in service to the Lord. We are also compassionate, merciful, and patient as our Creator is. No other creature has these qualities. As the world around us tries to recreate and redefine the divine order of God's design, we only have to look back to our passage today to see the true author of creation and our special place in it. Let us pray. Gracious Lord, Heavenly Father, I give you thanks for all creation. I thank you as well for your Word who created it and became incarnate as our Lord Jesus Christ. Help me to see the beauty you have put all around me and the special image of yourself that allows me to perceive it. As the world we live in tries to lay claim to determining creation's design and purpose, may I be compassionate yet strong in proclaiming your eternal will for all creation. In Jesus' name, Amen.